Hi, Dan. My name is Paul. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good.
Working on my second cup of coffee.
Gotcha. Nice. Absolutely. So I am the area manager. Of course, Tara wanted me to get on the line so that I could get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included. Of course, answer all of your questions. It's also my job as a pricing director to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work for your business. It is a position we are actively filling today. It is a month-to-month service. Now, I know that Tara does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of our services. Did you have any questions for me at this point, maybe other than the price?
I don't, not as of yet.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, we are a comprehensive digital marketing firm, and we are partnered with Google, partnered with Meta, Facebook, so we can offer any of those services. One of the things I know that Tara mentioned is getting you on that first page of Google, making sure that people who don't even know the name of your company can still find you when they are looking for filter systems or, you know, water purification, anything that they might type in, you know. Your business is going to be one of those options for people to see. Of course, that great looking website that I'm looking at right now will be right there in front of potential customers. Of course, that gives the people who see it the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. It's simply our job to make it easier for people to find it. Like, most people go on Google because they don't know who to call. 9 times out of 10, they make their decision and call and hire off of what they see on that first page. So it's definitely going to get you more phone calls. Are you looking for strictly residential clients? Are you targeting commercial clients too?
Residential. I don't have time for commercial because they're just wishy-washy.
Right. No, I mean, that's perfect. I mean, it helps us because it is designed for residential clients to find you. Although, like I said, you know, we can really help you out with that, with whatever your services, what you're looking for. But in this case, we won't even target commercial clients at all. Now, Tara says you kind of, you know, go 5 counties out. We can target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods, even where you most want to be found. So we're not drawn a big circle around you. We can go farther in one direction versus another. Of course, the calls come directly to you. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. It is a comprehensive package. So it's not just Google and Bing. It's everything like Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. There would even be Facebook paid ads. It's a really quick way to target those 5 counties. You're looking at a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. It's exactly $299.00. It bills once a month for that exact amount, whether you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small. There is no hidden taxes or fees, and, of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. One thing I did notice, I mean, Tara attached it here, was the Angi, Home Advisor powered by Angi. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
I am. Okay. I just signed up with Angi.
You just did. Okay, perfect. So have you already gotten leads, or had a chance to follow up with those leads?
I have, yeah, like 6 or 7 in my first week.
Oh, okay, yeah. So, I mean, what we do is very different than that. I mean, obviously with that, you get a lead, which is the phone number that you get, and then you follow it up. And, you know, a lot of times your competitors or a few of them anyway get that same lead. But with this, calls come to you. I mean, you'll never be the only company that pops up on that first page when people are looking for your services. And not everyone will decide to call you, but that, I think, is a good thing. The calls that you get are going to be from someone, though, who took a look at your website. They know you're doing what they're looking for. They've got the reasons to call you. By the time they decide to dial your number, usually they want to hire you. So a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. And again, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, no matter how many calls you get, it is just that flat rate. It's $299. It is on a month-to-month basis. So, of course, you're going to get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, etc. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that this is designed to make it easier for people in your area to find that website and call you directly, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
I would, but at this point, I would think that Angi's list would probably have to probably be going through Google in order to get me the leads that I do get.
Well, that's the case. I mean, why go through a middleman? I mean, a lot of the times, you know, you'll be on what they might have as the top 25 water purification companies near me or something like that. You won't always be on that list, but Angie does advertise heavily on Google. And then they capture those leads and kind of flip them to you and a handful of your competitors. I don't know if you've had like tremendous success getting in touch with everybody that you get the phone number for, because that
you
number does
you,
go out
you,
to a handful
you
of your competitors.
I'm sure they flood the market.
Yeah, absolutely. So this would cut out the middleman, you know, like have people find you directly, find that website that you have. Not everyone uses Home Advisor or Air Angie, but pretty much everyone uses Google. And if they don't use Google, they're using Bing, so you'll be listed there as well. You'll reach a much larger target audience, and then, like I said, you're not paying for individual leads. Now, with Angie,
is this a month-to-month or 12-month contract?
No, it is month-to-month. No, it is completely at will. There is no contract. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. In fact, if you get more work than you can take on, I mean, if you need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally.
When I come on vacation, I'm still working, so.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm the same way. If I'm able to take a vacation, there's still work involved. So, yeah, I mean, you can pause the service or cancel it.
Here's my rebuttal. So I've been in business 37 years.
Mm-hmm, sure.
My marketing, that's my background, marketing and biochemistry.
Okay.
So between the two, I purified water my whole life, so that's easy. That comes easy for me. So I know what I'm doing versus Culligan and Rainsoft and these other companies. They don't purify their water. They purify at the point of consumption. I purify the whole house. They sell a service. I sell a purification system. If you don't pay for the service, you don't have any type of water with these companies. Also, specializing in marketing, for 37 years, I didn't rely on Google. I didn't rely on you, Google, Angie's List.
Of course.
I couldn't have kept up because we were installing 60 units a month.
Okay.
Just through my targeting new homeowners. And lately, that's petered off. I mean, didn't peter off. It freaking died. It just like,
I don't know what
happened. And the reason I believe what happened is with social media today and Redfin and all these apps that are out there, I think that there's canvassers door knocking. I'm not into the canvassing and door knocking. It's too hot. I don't have time for it.
I don't want
to do it. You know, when you have equipment like, I mean, my reviews, if you Googled me, you'd probably find some shitty reviews. Those are not customers. Maybe one out of the couple that's there is a customer. Most of those reviews are people who got my marketing and they got pissed off because my technician got in their home. So they read a bad review. My customers that actually bought equipment, they're all five-star because my service is incredible. So
as far as
just signing up with Angie, and they're not cheap, and I do like their product. What they have to offer. I like how it's set up. The back office is pretty cool. It's easy.
Okay.
It flows nicely with what I do and how I'm not a paper guy, so I like their paperwork, their paperless trail, how it's easy to follow up and contact and send messages and email. Google, on the other hand, I know how big Google is, probably the biggest platform that's out there. I would like to, is there any negotiations on that first month where I could try it for a small fee and then lock into something? Because I have, since my marketing has petered out and gone away, my wife and I have been trying to set aside a budget for this type of marketing. So I'm very interested. I've been purchasing a lead program for my marketing that I put together 37 years ago. For the past 25 years, I've been with New Homeowners Marketing, where I buy the lead from them, the names, the new homeowners from them.
So
I'm paying them. In my budget, I had budgeted $240. So I'm paying them $240 a month for the leads that I get.
Okay.
So if I could somehow fit that into my budget, right, it would be more likely something that I would take on today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, my job as a pricing director is to make this affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. Although it is a month-to-month service, our clients do tend to keep the service long-term because it's profitable and nobody cancels on profit. Now, obviously, you've been doing this
absolutely
a very long time, long enough to remember, you know, when all we really had was the yellow pages. And back then, the smart business owners were AA, AAA, quadruple A, et cetera, because it put them at the beginning of the alphabet. They got more phone calls that way. I mean, part of that still works the same. I mean, the part that the guy who we call, the guy who answers the phone and the guy who has a fair price is the guy that we hire. We just don't make that search in the yellow pages anymore. We make it on Google. You know, we grab our smartphone or jump on our computer. And of course, Google doesn't list alphabetically, but they do list by relevant content. So that's where we come in. We create all the different destinations and directories known to the public, like Yelp or Facebook or any of the unknown directories that are also important to Google. We create the content that, like your website, talks about your company, your services, your service area. That puts you on the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where people go when they don't know who to call. They don't call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. They don't use the yellow pages. But like I said, they go on Google. Now, I know you said you like how paperless Angie is. If you're liking that, you're going to love this because you just get more phone calls. People call you and call you directly. Now, as far as the pricing goes, I mean, obviously, like I said, it is our job to earn your business, to keep your phone ringing, get you those jobs, and keep you a satisfied client, you know, for a long time. That $299 is already a reduced rate, but my job, like I said, is to make it affordable. The only thing that I have lower than that, and that's for our well-established businesses, we prefer to work with companies that are established, companies like you that know what they're doing, that can take on more work and still do quality work and continue to get, you know, for the most part, those stellar five-star reviews. But I do have what's called a friends and family rate, and it's really the only thing that I have that would be lower without, like, taking stuff away. I mean, we do want to cover your entire service area, get your phone ringing quickly, five counties. I don't want to start taking stuff away to make it affordable for you. What the friends and family rate does, though, is it waives the initial setup fee. That'll save you $99 that would normally attach to the first month, and it drops the price from $299 down to $249. So you're mentioning that $240 price point. So you'd be right at $249. I'm pretty sure I can get that approved, I think Wednesday or last week or something like that. Our supervisor made an exception for one of the other pricing directors, and I've got seniority, so I'm pretty sure I could get that done too. Like I said, it's going to save you that $50 every single month. So if you do keep it a year, that's $600 over the course of the year. But it is still month to month, no contract. Now, that $249 does not cover our cost up front. We have to earn your business for several months with all the work that we're going to do. And of course, there's still Facebook ads that are included there. You know, we pay for that out of that $249. So we realistically have to earn your business for 3 or 4 months just for it to make any sense for us at all. But like I said, our clients keep the service. So if I can get that $249 approved as an out-the-door cost and keep it locked in at $249, but it's on a month-to-month basis, I mean, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get that going for you, get your website in front of more eyes, and get more phone calls directly to you?
Before I say yes, I have one more question.
Sure, of course.
So let's say I'm not a bullshitter. I work hard. I get the work done.
You
buy a system from me, you become part of my family. I service you. I take care of your piece of equipment.
Beautiful.
What do you guys, the only thing I don't like about, the marketing program on, mm-hmm. on social media, the social media platform is that
right.
if let's say you get a notice from me. Mm-hmm. And I come to your home to test the water. You called me. I don't call these people. They call me.
Right.
And I go into their home, and when I get there, they go, oh, we thought you were the county. Well, first off, I never told them I was the county because I'm not.
Right. Right.
My marketing actually says environmental water resource. That is my business. If they were to look it up, it says water purification. And then they get mad and kick you out, and then they go to Google, and they Google a bad review and say, these companies are fraud, they're lying, they're ripping people off, and they slander my business, and then you guys leave it there for 10 years.
Well, you know, obviously, well, first of all, we are not Google. Google will not make these phone calls to businesses that have fewer than 100 individual locations. So basically, they deal directly with the nationwide or regional chains. But for anything less than 100 locations, Google started a partnership program. That program started almost 10 years ago. We've been around more than twice that long. We started in 2004. The name of the company is Local Splash, and you can Google us. We've got almost 1,100 reviews, 4.3 star rating. No one can get you better or faster results than a Google Premier partner. We do work and lobby basically on your behalf directly with Google's back-end team. So when you do get reviews from people that are not customers of yours, we flag those reviews. We request Google's back-end team to investigate the validity of that review. We can respond to those reviews and help with Google to get those reviews removed. So, you know, obviously, you know, Google, not everything about Google is how business owners or even consumers would want it to be. But the fact of the matter is that is where most people go when they need to call somebody. You know, I mean, if it's a restaurant, maybe they're going to Yelp, right? Maybe a hair salon, nail salon, they're going on Yelp. But if they're having someone come to their home, they're going to go on Google, right? So this is going to help you out. Now, we do have Facebook.
And I asked that question. I asked that question because having a bad reputation or getting a bad review is equivalent to getting a bad credit score. You work so hard to build that credit, and it takes one asshole to ruin it for you.
You're not
basically.
Kidding. You're not kidding, right? Absolutely. It's like trust. You know, it's hard to gain and easy to lose, and once it's lost, it's nearly impossible to get it back, right? So I mean, we're not
balls to keep a good credit score, and I bust my ass to keep a great business referral. I go to Angie right now. I got like nine in less than a week. I've got nine. I've got thousands
I saw
of
that.
Reviews, 5-star reviews. I could have customers go
you
on.
You have
there,
11. So. I think it's 11 total on Angie right now. Already,
one's not even a customer. Pam something. I can't remember the last name. 2011, we went and tested her water, and she, like, they tried to sell me something and sold me something and took my money and didn't put it. Bullshit. Mm. I don't take people's money and not do service. Why would I have all these 5-star ratings? Why would I let that stay there? Why would I rip off one customer? And it just don't make sense.
Right. No, and
but
I mean,
it's still there, like a thorn in the eye. It still sits there.
Right. And I mean, the thing of it is most people, if they're looking for a reason to call somebody, if they're looking for a reason to do something, they're going to find it, right? For someone who's looking for a reason to talk themselves out of things, they're always going to find that too. But someone who's looking to have a quality contractor come to their home, they're going to see past the few bad reviews that don't seem to be even relevant or legitimate. And they're going to see what people have said, you know, those longer comments about, you know, the quality of your work and, you know, the professional manner that you conduct yourself in. So, I mean, that's going to be what
Let's fast forward a little bit. So I signed up with you today. You're not Google. You're Splash. You're a third party.
We're a Google Premier partner. Right.
So if I give you $249 today, what happens to me and my business? How am I advertised on social media platform? I don't know really. I don't know the ins and outs and how this works.
That's okay. We don't expect you to. I mean, you're an expert at what you do, and you know, we've been doing what we do, like I said, for more than 20 years. So today, if you're available, we do what's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will talk to you in great detail about your services, your service area, your mission statement, motto, what's unique about your business, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I have here. That helps us to create the additional content. So we'll make sure that on all the different destinations and directories, we are talking about those services and your service area, of course. We'll get you Google PIN verified and mirror that content on Bing Local. You know, the Facebook ads, they typically want us to say 7 to 14 business days. It's almost always less than that, especially if we're not building out a website, because it takes us 7 to 14 days to build out a website. You'll have detailed reporting and tracking within that first week. Usually it's the third day that everything is up and running. The directory submissions are created. So we're going to run Facebook ads. Facebook paid ads will have your business popping up. So it may have happened to you or somebody you know. You do a search on Google. I don't use Facebook myself, so probably, you know, if you don't, it's not going to happen to you. But people do a search on Google, and then they go on their Facebook page. They see advertisements for that same exact thing that they were looking for. It's not a coincidence. It's targeted marketing. So you'll have targeted marketing for someone even before you're verified by Google. If someone goes today, tomorrow, on Google, and they're looking for your services, once those Facebook ads are up and running, they're going to retarget that exact same potential customer who you know is already in your service area and looking for your services. The ads will also run in specific cities.
I always see Leaf Water Systems on Facebook. And I was wondering, how the fuck they get there? How am I not there?
Yeah. So that's something that's going to work perfect for you. Because like I said, I mean, the old tried and true methods of advertising. I mean, I talked to a guy who, his dad's telling him, you're younger than I am, but you're still doing things the old fashioned way. Why? I mean, you need to be on Google. And he was a roofer, and he was driving around looking for loose shingles and knocking on the door. Like, do they have the money to get a roof repaired? Are they looking to get it done? Probably not. And you're just spinning your wheels, literally driving around looking for a potential customer.
I tell all my friends, if you don't own some stock in these freaking cryptocurrencies, you're shit out of luck, because if you think they don't hardly make newspapers anymore, they
right? Exactly.
You know, the paper trail's about gone.
Yeah.
Including our dollar bill, when that goes away, what do you think they're going to use?
Right.
XRP,
yeah, the price of gold is
going to be
astronomically soared because of the way.
Isn't it crazy?
Are.
That's funny. I'm watching Gold Rush as we talk. That's my favorite show.
I love that show.
So,
Paul, from back when Parker was 15.
I'm going to dump.
I think you're going to love it. I really do. I mean, like, I've actually been with the company myself for over 12 years. I started on April 17th, 2013. So you're going to be in really good hands with us, okay? Now, the business is, it's environmental water resource. That's how you want your company branded, right? And the website is makemywaterbetter.com.
I might flip that, because the name of my product is called the Advanced Quantum H2O. It's a smart water system. I have the only smart water system in the world.
Okay.
I purify water. I purified water for pharmaceutical, and I specialize in chemical removal. And that's what I want. That's, you know, the Advanced Quantum. I hate to change my name because I've been Environmental Water Resource for so long, but I know if I'm advanced, I'm A, so I'm going to be. But, yeah, Environmental Water Resource, let's just stick with it.
We can always update any information, even if it's just updating services or changing your service area, or if it is something a little more significant like changing the name of your business. And then the phone number that we are speaking on, this is a good number for us to reach you, right? I mean, regarding your account.
All the time, 24/7.
Perfect. And then I was looking on your website for an email address. And now, you know, obviously your customers are simply going to call you. I mean, everything has the click-to-call feature. Is the info at makemywaterbetter.com, is that a good email address, though, for us to send you information we want you to have for your records or reach out to you by email?
No, let's give me my personal info. That's WTR. DOY2001@AOL.com.
@AOL.com. Okay, perfect. Yeah, personal is perfectly fine.
Yeah, I still use AOL.
That's okay.
I've been
there
forever, though.
Yeah, I hear you. This is not for the public to see. This is just for us to contact you. And then, Dan, Tara never did get your last name.
Hatfield, like the Hatfield and McCoys. HATFIELD.
Okay, perfect. And then, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based. I mean, obviously, you go to the customer, but no one ever does come to you first, right? There's not a showroom, physical location, brick and mortar you want the public to know about.
No, I call phone generated.
Of course. And kind of, Google kind of expects it to be that way. You know, when you're going out to the customer, Google doesn't expect you to maintain a storefront. Of course, they wouldn't want to list your home address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially.
Well, our home base is Spring Hill, Florida.
Right, and that's the 34609. The Angie profile has 12304 Coronado Drive.
I work from home, and I really don't like that out there. But
yeah, no, I mean, and I don't know why Angie or Home Advisor puts home addresses on there. Google doesn't want your home address to be out there because, like I said, they wouldn't want someone to drive out there and knock on your door.
You don't know people. They get pissed off. They come to your home. These people are crazy.
You never know, right? Or they just see their, like, they went, well, I want to go talk to the guy before I purchase it.
But
and drive out
there
before
they're a
customer.
This wouldn't be a good home for them to try that shit.
No, no, I don't think so. So anyway, your physical street address is not going to show on Google. It's just going to be the city, the state, not even your zip code. And then, of course, we can easily target the five counties. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, like I said, the next step is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. You don't really even need to be in front of a computer. You can be working or driving as long as you can carry on a conversation. Oh, I did want to do one more thing here. This is to add another layer of protection for you, an additional little bit of security. In fact, it is a security question. So if anyone were to call us and tell us that they are with Environmental Water Resource, even if it's you, Mr. Hatfield, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the question. And if anyone calls you, they're not a potential customer, especially if they identify themselves as either Google or even local Splash, they would know both the answer and the question. And if they can't provide that information to you basically immediately, then you should not take that phone call. If anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. And you wouldn't want to speak with them. It is, and I did get approval a couple of minutes ago, exactly $249 as an out-the-door cost on a month-to-month basis, a fixed rate. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Van Buren, Maine.
Even our technician would know that information. And then, like I said, it is exactly $249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover,
Visa.
What works best for you? Visa. And is it your name on the card, the business name, any middle initial?
It's the business name. That way I can charge it. It's my name and the business name, both.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. You said it was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Dan, I am ready for
that. Let me find where that card landed. Give me 1 second.
No problem.
There it is. I think 4036-2312.
Okay.
0902.
Yes, sir.
2806.
The expiration month
and
year.
Expiration 06 of 28.
And the last 3 on the back.
The PIN is 532.
532. So I've got 532, 532 on the back. I've got June or 06 of 2028 for the expiration. And then, Mr. Hatfield, was the card itself 4036-2312-0902-2806?
Correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 12304 Coronado Drive, 34609?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So in about a minute or so, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number, the hours of operation on there, et cetera, the support email. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. Well, am I going to get an email with that?
You will, yeah. You'll get an email too with this information.
Yeah, I'll just get the email and print it. I don't.
Yeah, that's perfect. I do things like that too. Now, you can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Of course, you can email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless, of course, they get the email after hours or maybe even very late in the day, in which case they would follow up with you that following business day. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, we are required by Google to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case it's the friends and family rate, that reduced rate of $249, that the rate would never go up, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It is actually, though, pretty straightforward. I do have it pulled up now, and it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Hatfield, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Environmental Water Resource.
And that is exactly how I have that. And again, if that ever changes, just let us know. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Danny Hatfield, owner-operator.
And Mr. Hatfield, as the owner-operator of Environmental Water Resource, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
I do.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name and the business name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. It is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Dan, of course, you would agree to that, right?
I would.
Perfect. And then, Danny, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do also ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Well, there's a couple of reasons that we ask. I mean, obviously, with all the services that we'll be providing, all the content that we'll be creating, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we will always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Danny, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Hatfield, that's fair enough, right?
Fair enough, and I won't be.
No, that's the answer that I prefer, actually. It's not an exclusivity clause, but definitely it's a lot easier for us just to do things right the first time than to make sure that we fix whatever's already out there. But we do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for your business online since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and in fact getting the friends and family rate approved here from my supervisor, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 15th of September, in the very reduced total amount, officially the friends and family rate, of exactly $249.00. And again, that $249 is an exact amount. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it's an exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, there's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, Siri on a smartphone. The Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 15th of the month and that same exact reduced rate, that $249. Again, Dan, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, Mr. Hatfield, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. As I mentioned, you can pause it whether you need to for, you know, take a break from work. You got more work than you can take on. I don't think you need to pause it seasonally, but you could. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Dan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Hatfield, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That actually does.
And what is, with Local Splash, what is their exact contact number?
Yeah, so you are going to get that information, like I said, by way of text message in just a second here. I'll give it to you right now. I'll send you my text. Okay, so it's 877-635-6225. And it is simply option one or extension one to reach client support. Again, that's 877-635-6225, extension one. I've got the exact same toll-free number. My extension is 746, and I do work the same hours, which again is Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, you are going to receive all that information. Yeah, my name is Paul. I'm just going to send you a text message too with my contact information.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay, perfect. You are, like I said, going to get all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything, Dan, that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the email or the text, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself does take about half that time, about 30, 35, 40 minutes. So I could get you in here at 2 o'clock, if that doesn't work for you, there would be
tomorrow, I'm available.
Tomorrow? We could do tomorrow, so like as early as 10? 10 or as late as 6?
10 a.m. is fine.
10 a.m.? Okay. We're going to schedule it from 10 a.m. to 11. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. The call shouldn't take nearly that long. It should get to you, though, right at or within a couple of minutes of 10 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, you're going to receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled an hour later at 10. In a second here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is really more for your records. You do not need to respond to it. Many people do, and it's okay if you do. It's just going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. So we are going to be doing your client interview tomorrow. We usually do it the first, second, or third day, so getting it done quickly is a good thing. Most of this I've already told you, like, you know, 5 to 7 days for all of the directory submissions to be up and running. Usually it's less than that. We're not building out a website for you, so the Facebook ad should be 7 to 14 days. At worst case scenario, it's almost always 7 days or less. Days 45 through 60, listings, increased ranking, all of that. 60 days and beyond, no matter how long you keep the service, we're still doing continuous reporting, updating, optimizing, of course, customer support. whether you keep the service for 60 days, 16 years, you know, hopefully we'll still be around. Like I said, we've been around since 2004, and I've been with the company. Tara has too, more than 12 years. Actually, between the two of us, more than 25 years. She's got about 3 more months with the company than I do. So you are going to be in really good hands with us. I am all set and squared away here on my end. Oh, one other thing. Did you receive the text or the email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
I did. I got the text and the email, I'll tell you.
Okay. So you should have gotten one that says something like a local splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it's going to say, you know, hello, Dan. Thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below.
I got it. I got both the email.
Okay. So
I got
the
text and
the email. Do you see the two words that say click here? Just above where it says access your client dashboard in the body of the email, before it says thank you to the local splash team, it should say please click here to accept the
subscription. It says please log
terms.
Into your client dashboard.
Okay, so should be above that.
Click here.
Should be above that in the actual body of the email. Just above where it says something like thank you, the local splash team. I can't see exactly what you're looking at.
Action needed, pictures, local splash, hello Dan, to get your Google, da, 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 da.
You got all of that.
It says
okay.
Tools.
So, I can
then
go
it says
over.
To provide you with the required documents, log into your client dashboard highlighted in blue.
Okay. So the welcome email is important, not just because it has our client support information. Most of our emails do. You've already got it jotted down. The welcome email is important because it has your login credentials, your username, your password. We can pull that up. Your username is your phone number. We made it easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. The area code's included, but just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. It's all on your welcome email. But 352-346-5943 is your username. Again, you can't change it. You can change your password. It's run mobile, all lowercase, no space. You can change that as much as you like. The other one that you got, the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, you don't even have to open it up now, but it's a list of things that will help us to kind of reassure Google that you are an active business, an actual business in the local area providing these services. So any pictures of tools or equipment, picture of your service vehicle. There's no real workplace, so obviously where you park your service vehicle when you're not using it for work is fine there. Any pictures of like a business card. Is the business itself, I mean, licensed and insured, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. So you can send any of that information. The other one is the one that I'd like you to see, though, the one that says local splash initial invoice. Do you see that email?
Local splash, okay. Local splash, time sensitive?
It shouldn't be that one. There should be one that says simply local splash initial invoice. Let me trigger one manually. It may mean that you get it twice, but I just want to make sure that you do have it. So I did send it out to you, and let me refresh and see if it was sent immediately, because it's in the process of being sent.
Local splash initial invoice. I got it.
That'd be the one. You'll probably get another one in a second here. But do you see where it says click here? Please click here to accept the subscription terms. It's towards the body of the email itself, not the graphic.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So click on the click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the local splash terms of experience. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll above that line. I mean, obviously, Google is going to be our main focus, but we will mirror the content on Bing as well because we want you to get those phone calls too. All the different destinations, the directories, the Facebook ads, etc. So below that long line, it populates 3 boxes. We would want you to click all of them. One that you agree to allow us to send SMS or text messages, one that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, and the other that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, though of course it is month to month and you can stop at any time. Once you've got all 3 of those boxes clicked, the longer box, if you're on your smartphone, turning it sideways, as long as you're not locked in portrait mode, when it jumps to landscape, that whole bottom part gets a lot easier to work with. But in that longer box that with the arrow pointing towards it, this is sign, that's where you would kind of copy and paste or type your first and last name. It needs to be an exact match. So it's Dan, not Danny or Daniel, but Dan Hatfield. It does like sometimes to be case sensitive, although it doesn't always require that for some reason. But once you've got your name in there, click the confirm signature box. That's the orangish colored longer box. That's just a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we're doing that friends and family rate, that $249, etc. It also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that, Dan, when it asks you to log into your tracking system. Mm-hmm. Just let me know if it starts to ask you for a username and password.
It does right now, username and password.
You can actually stop right there. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first, but you will get notification the next day or so by text and email that your tracking system is live. You can try at any point in time before that. You just might get a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. Other than that, you are all set and squared away on my end. Please just ignore that second one that says local splash initial invoice. That was the one that I was sending out to you before we knew that you did receive the other one. But other than that, I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you tomorrow at 10, because I'll be able to jump on that call too, say a quick hello to you, introduce you to your technician, and answer any questions you might have. If I am already on a call, they will call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. And again, they'll also know Van Buren as the security answer to the city you were born in for that question. But other than that, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. Real pleasure speaking with you, too. And I am looking forward to getting your website out in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing more, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time. Now, do you prefer Dan, Danny, Daniel, any of those?
Dan.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say.
Only my mother called me Danny when she was mad at me.
Really? Because that's kind of what you said when I asked you your name and your position within the company. You did say Danny, which is where I picked it up.
I did.
But I do have it as Dan,
yeah.
And I'll leave it as Dan. And we'll address you as
Dan. Yeah, I put down my legal name.
Gotcha.
I always go with the legal name. It's Danny.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
all
Dan,
right,
it's
Paul,
been a pleasure speaking with
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hopefully I can stay with you tomorrow morning when a technician calls you. You have a great rest of the day. Thanks again for your time.
Got it.
Take care. Bye-bye.